Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents. The Lord says that I gifted thee in so many areas. You could find great success as an administrator, as a business person, even in the medical field, even as a doctor. You're also gifted even as a manager. You could have worked in the medical field. You are a great administrator, and yet there is such an inventive mind in thee. You are a strong leader, for God says you are a trailblazer. And yet you could also have been a lawyer or a manager. You could have been a technician. You could have been even a politician because you're called to rise to the top. And yet you can also have done well in sales. And yet I see such a scientific mind that God has placed in thee. And with this, you are called to be a leader. You're called to stand in the front and not in the tail end. And yet you are truly a writer as well. The Lord says that you're going to become so much more attuned to his divine will and his flow, and you're going to move into a rhythm with his will, with his purpose, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord says that you will rise to the top, and others will lead, you will lead others, and others will follow to hear what you have to say. For the Lord says, I have given you a keen sense of originality and innovation and great inspiration and great ambition, and you shall awaken to all that I have placed inside of thee. And you will see that you will meet your greatest success at the forefront of all endeavors, for you will be called to lead, to direct, and yea, even to manage. And yet the gift, the anointing, the powers of concentration and visualization or key that I have placed inside of thee, and others will know this of you. For the Lord will say unto thee that I shall raise thee up, and as you begin to set your sights, your one-pointed focus, this will enable you to complete the job quickly and fully. For greatness does surely reside deep down inside of thee. Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths. Never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where are you placing your love at? Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily, you must pray daily, you must think daily, and you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground. $44 into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers is going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Go in peace and faith and strength. Maurice Nelson. God bless you.